From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The first man ever convicted by the military commissions at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, had that conviction thrown out today by military appeals court. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the decision fully exonerates Australian David Hicks, who spent more than 5 years in Guantanamo after being captured in Afghanistan.
David Hicks' conviction in March 2007 was initially touted by U.S. officials as evidence that the war court devised to try detainees in Guantanamo could deliver justice. But as a government prosecutor acknowledged last month, the single charge to which Hicks had pleaded guilty, material support to terrorism, had not yet been declared a crime during the time he would have carried it out. General Mark Martins, who's the chief prosecutor at Guantanamo, told an appeals court that it should not uphold Hicks' conviction if it accepted his appeal. And that's precisely what that military appeals court did. Hicks returned to Australia 7 years ago after serving 9 months of a 7-year sentence. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the U.S. is not at war with Islam, but with a group he says has perverted the religion. Speaking at a White House summit on extremism, Obama says that while no religion is responsible for violence and terrorism, it's time for all sides to denounce such actions. The president says that includes Muslim leaders.
Of course, the terrorists do not speak for over a billion Muslims who reject their hateful ideology. They no more represent Islam than any madman who kills innocence of the name of God represents Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism. No religion is responsible for terrorism. People are responsible for violence and terrorism.
Obama said the group calling itself the Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL, is not made up of religious leaders, but rather terrorists. Oregon has a new governor. Kate Brown took the oath of office today. She replaces fellow Democrat John Kitzhaber, who resigned amid a pair of criminal ethics investigations. Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network reports.
John Kitzhaber was elected 4 times as Oregon governor and started his current term just last month. But pressure mounted on him to resign as allegations of influence peddling surfaced against Kitzhaber and his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes. Kate Brown was Oregon's Secretary of State until her promotion to the state's top office. She acknowledged the difficult transition during a joint session of the Oregon legislature.
Oregon has been in the national news for all the wrong reasons. That changes starting today. It's time for us to get back to work.
Brown will serve until the 2016 general election, when she'll have the chance to win the remaining 2 years of the term. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points to close at 18,029. The Nasdaq gained 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. Authorities say some of the derailed cars from a train carrying crude oil are smoldering for a third straight day in southern West Virginia. The train carrying some 3 million gallons of North Dakota crude derailed on Monday near the town of Mount Carbon, with some of the rail cars exploding and catching fire. One home was also demolished in the incident. No one was seriously injured. The cause of the derailment is still being investigated. With presidential hopefuls already courting big donors, the final numbers are in for the 2014 midterm elections. NPR's Peter Overby tells us there were more dollars than in any previous midterm election, but the number of contributors went down.
The grand total of disclosed spending is $3.77 billion. That number comes from the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks political money and tallies it up afterwards. The $3.77 billion figure is a bit higher than the Center projected just before Election Day. The Center also says this time fewer donors gave more money. The number of donors was about 5% smaller than in the 2010 midterms. What cannot be known is the undisclosed giving and spending. That money went for TV ads and other activity that might seem political, but doesn't count that way legally. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in New York State are accusing UPS of shipping 700,000 cartons of untaxed cigarettes to the state between 2010 and 2014. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and a top New York City official are seeking $180 million from UPS, claiming the cheap cigarettes are not only increased smoking, but also cost the state millions in lost tax revenues. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.